Blog Talk Radio.
To know what your portion is, and health is our portion, life is our portion, happiness is our portion, joy is our portion, you know, appealing for us is our portion, being our benefactor is our portion. When we have a crisis, we have Christ, that's our portion. Everlasting life is our portion. We've been purified, brothers and sisters. Purification. So when we talk about our portion, we're talking about what God gave us. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I know some of y'all are praying for me and praying with us. But today I'm asking you to agree with me. For some of you know, I got up and had an allergic reaction on something. So I'm praying that you all be in agreement with me, that whatever it is, it just leave my body. I'm thinking about taking some more lemon and honey and garlic and flush my system. Maybe it was something I ate, touched or something. But anyway, ask Pastor Bill while she's praying, she'll give an extra prayer today for me in Jesus' name. Be in agreement with me. Right now, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to go forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Amen. Health is our portion. Phases of that song. And I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share, and I stand in agreement with you too, Pastor, for your healing as well. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians 5 and verses 19 and 20, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we come to say thank you, Father God. We're coming in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you for all things, Father God. Lord, we're thanking you for all those that are listening, and those that are listening by internet, and those that will participate today, Father God. And Lord, we just bring our pastor to you right now, Father God. We know this is just an attack of the enemy, so we bind it up. Anything and everything right now that may come up against him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we binding it up, Father God, because you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And so we're going to stand on that word today, Father God, not only for our pastor, but for anyone that's going through any type of sickness, anything trying to come to attack their body, their mind, you know, to keep them out of the word of God. We binding that up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we asking that you will continue to be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, and those that are bereaved, and those that are going through, Father God. May they find peace in the word of God, and may they allow that word to illuminate in their heart, be engrafted in their heart, so that they are able to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and know that God is in their life and he's making a change. Lord, we just thanking you for this lesson, Father God, the teaching on integrity and what it takes for us to be all that with you, Father God. We know the world may say it don't take all that, but we know that your word tells us that we are to meditate on it day and night. And integrity, we should have that as we are children of God. Lord, we're just thanking you again. I just will keep each and every one of us in your prayer, in your love, Father God. And may we continue to grow in the love and claim our healing in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is, we're claiming our healing and healing for our pastor and anyone else as well. We thank you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Thank
amen.
So we're going to ask the evangelist Renee to get ready to give us a spiritual sandwich. But before she comes forth, I want to share something with you guys. I got a thought this morning because I saw it in the Word. We're talking about being restored by the Word of God. And we're talking about being restored back to the beginning, how we were originally. And I said, Lord, why is that standing in my spirit? So when I open up the Bible Gateway today, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I said, that's it right there. See, we're going back to the beginning, and that's how God did it. He did it with his Word. The Word was in the beginning, and that's why you want to be restored like it was in the beginning, with the Word.
Amen.
And that just blessed me, and I wanted to share that with you guys. So we're on point. We've been restored back to the beginning. And the way God did it in the beginning, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word. So that's how you started. You started with the Word. You go back to the beginning. You're talking about restoring us back, our spiritual life, what we're about. He says it was in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. So how can you get away from it? So it brought joy to my life this morning. I'm going to ask that evangelist Renee, if she'd be so kind to give us one of them juicy spiritual sandwiches. Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
To God be the glory.
Morning.
Let it go. There we go. I pray that everyone is blessed this morning, this afternoon.
Yes.
My first piece of sandwich bread will be Colossians 1 and 13. It's from the New Living Translation. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen.
Amen.
And on that second piece of bread, we will put James 1:17. Again, out of the New Living Translation, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changed or cast a shifting shadow. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Inside that sandwich, we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. But he's going to provide our needs, not our wants. We just thank him for all his word that in our spirit and our spirit, Pastor Bale, Pastor Beasley bring to us, and Evangelist Sharon. We just thank the Lord for all his blessings.
Yeah.
Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Make me want to get some mayonnaise.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. That was all of those are beautiful. We're talking about restoring actually to this new and living way. And this new and living way requires several things, and that's pretty much what we've been talking about. And right now we're talking about restoring, and we're talking about restoring integrity. And while we restore with integrity, we're talking about developing that integrity. So that's what we're talking about, developing integrity in the heart, in our spirit. See, a lot of people have integrity in the mind, and I didn't even think about that like that, but they do. But when you have integrity beyond your vocabulary and it gets in your spirit, then you become a superman, a superwoman. You become like Christ then, because you're walking and you're allowing according to Proverbs 11 and 3, you're allowing integrity to direct you, to guide you. You're being led and guided by integrity. See, a lot of people do it with their mind, but can they do it in their spirit, in their heart?
All right.
There's people know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, know not to say it, know not to do it at this time. Yeah. Because, I mean, they have integrity. They know if they slap somebody and the police looking, they know they're going to jail. They know that.
Yes.
I watched that the other night on the basketball game. Here, one guy started throwing blows and everything. He got fined and suspended. The other guy, because he was part of it, he only got, his mind said, hey, this ain't who I am. This ain't what I need to do right now. So he had integrity that he was living by. Certain things you don't
all right.
do. So it is with us as Christians. We're living in Christ, brothers and sisters. So when we read Colossians 3, I think it was, well, we'll read the first three verses just to kind of cement what I'm saying. Then we're going to go back to 15 like we were on yesterday. But please read the first four verses. The first four verses, Colossians 3. And we'll read the first four verses. That's just to support what I just said, because this has to be our focus right here, brother and sister. It has to be. So I'm asking Evangelist Sharon, if she can be so kind to read Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Thank you.
Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Reads as follows. My computer's moving very slow. I rebuke the devil in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Unfortunately, my internet.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, I'll read it. It says, and Pastor, you'll read it from the Messenger Bible as she deal with her internet. If ye then be risen, and thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I know it's gonna come. It's gonna happen. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert. So what is, look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. Amen.
Amen.
It is. We have to get that in our spirit, and that has to become a reality. See, the Bible used many illustrations to teach what happens when we choose to be in Christ, when we choose to let Jesus be our Lord over our lives. We are following some of those most vivid pictures. Sometimes you got to just get in that word until it become a reality. Because Christ died for us, we have to be crucified with him. So when he got crucified, and I can give y'all kind of scriptures, and we won't teach on that today as much as I want just to have that in mind. Because when we read 15 through 17, because I did say that's where we was going to start from yesterday, I can look that up at 15 and 17. So let's see, are you ready yet, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, I need another. My internet's not working.
Okay. 15 through 17. In the King James Version, it says, let the peace of God rule in your heart to that which ye are called in one body, and ye be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And singing, sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God every step of the way. Amen.
Amen. You know, I kept dealing with this word, let. And as I did my research, I found out that this word, let, when he says, it's sort of like an athletic word. It's sort of like words as the, because that's where it actually comes from, like letting an athlete, the same kind of terms they use. Guess what they do? Paul tells us to let Christ, his peace be in our heart. Let us rule. And I looked at 15, it says, and let the peace of God. Then over in 16, it says, let the word of Christ. Okay, now what this really means, here's what it really means. And you got to think in terms of athletes. You got in terms, what they do is, in the athletic world, they have what is called an empire. You know, basketball, football, baseball. They have an empire. Guess what the empire does? He rules. He makes the call.
Yeah.
So that's what he said, let Christ's peace be the empire, or let Christ's peace be the referee in our heart. Let that be the one that makes the call. Let it be Christ. And when I got through messing with that, it's kind of like, that is so good, brothers and sisters. If you can look at that, and I don't know if any of you all played sports or not, but I know you've seen it. I mean, did you see the call that was made against Cleveland on the other night? I'm not trying to go there, but I'm just saying the referee made those calls. The coach could make the call. See? The players could make the call.
That's
Atlanta
funny.
Played, Jaguar the other day. There were some calls made, but the referee made the call. They had an empire. Mm-hmm. The empire said to the referee, here's what happens. This is the way it happens. But when you look at it from that perspective, I'm trying to follow me now. So when he's saying, and let the peace of God, he's really saying, let the empire, that's the language. If you could just
come
see
on.
That. That rules your heart. That makes the call. So when you get ready to make a call, rather than you say, you know what? I'm going to fix her. What do peace say? What do peace say? Peace said, let God take over.
Yes.
You see? When he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, the empire is making the call. I just wish y'all could see that like that.
Say that. Say that.
Let that be the center. Let the word Christ be the center of every conflict in your life. They used to have a slogan, what would Jesus do? Let that be the determined factor. Let be the common denominator when you're having conflict. And yes, in this life, you're going to have to deal with some things. Better yet, you have to deal with some people. Better yet, you have to deal with some family members. Better yet, you have to deal with your spouse.
You
have to deal with your children. There will be conflicts. So you got to say, well, you know what? I'm going to let peace rule on this area. I'm going to let Christ rule this. I'm going to let the word of God dwell in me. So every time I get ready to do something, the word is going to be what I go to. That's going to be my jewel. That's going to be the common denominator. That's going to be the one that makes the call for me. So conflict, because, I mean, you know, I feel and deserve to just lash out on somebody. A lot of things goes on. Sometimes, jealousy arise. I said, let love rise now. Let love come over there. Let me do good to those that rightfully use me. So how can we deal with these on a constant basis? We have to let the word live. Because we're living this new and living way. So live as God wants us to live. So Paul goes on and explains that we must dedicate our lives to Christ. We must decide between conflict and using the world's way or using God's peace.
Okay.
We have to make a decision that we're going to either use world's way, or we're going to use Christ's way. So when you let the word decide for you, then Philippians 4, I think it's 9, become a reality. See, that's what Paul was dealing with. So in Philippians 4 and 9, you know, sometimes I turn my phone off, Evangelist Sharon, and sometimes that reboot it makes a big difference. I mean, I don't know. Just suggesting something. It may help. But in Philippians 4 and 9, it reads, those things which ye have both learned and receive, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Send the message back. Put in practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Amen. Praise God.
See, when you allow, when you let, it's a real thin line. Ooh, I got to tell y'all this too, bless God. It's kind of like a moment thing. It's a moment thing. Right at that moment, you got to be able to allow the Spirit of Christ to rule you.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't get the opportunity to wait around and make a decision. No, you have to make that decision instantly. It's almost like an instant call. That's why when you read this word, let the word let be just like the empire. Let make the call. Let the word dwell in you. Let Christ dwell in you. Allow the word of God to make the call so you don't have to make it.
Amen.
I hope that makes sense to you. You allow that to happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're just about done with time. But I wanted to finish this, and we won't finish it today. We'll finish it up tomorrow. When you have to make the decision to seek those things above, you have to do that. So let do. So when you're reading this, just remember let is there. Let the peace of God, let the word of God, allow that to make the call. Don't you make the call. Just go to the word of God. So when it says seek those things above, hey, let's say, do it. And then it gives you reason why. Set your affection on things above. Mortify all of your sinful members. Put the new man on. Those are things we didn't talk about, but we will talk about them on tomorrow when you have to allow this. And you have to do this. It ain't going to fall out the sky. It ain't going to just happen. You have to participate.
That's
you have
right.
to become obligated. You have to become responsible. And, you know, I'm still not understanding why Christians don't want to be responsible for certain things. Why? Why is depending on the preacher, the apostles, the bishop? Why can't you be responsible? Why are you depending on God when he done told you, you let the Spirit of Christ dwell in you. You let the word of God, you put on the old, take off the old man and put on the new man. You put on the vows of mercy. See, you're going to have to be responsible for some things. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. You. But anyway, we give you all this time to anybody like to have any comments or any scripture that had been read that you want to comment on. Take the opportunity to do that right now. Anybody have anything to say per the scripture, just press 1. We'll let you have a word. If not, anybody else? Anybody? Any comments?
Yes, Pastor. I'd like to read the scripture out of God's Word.
Which one is that?
Colossians 3:10-17, out of God's Word. Also, let Christ's peace control you. God has called you into this peace by bringing you into one body. Be thankful. Let Christ's word with all its wisdom and riches live in you. Use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to teach and instruct yourselves about God's kindness. Sing to God in your hearts. Everything you say, done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen, amen. So as you were teaching the scripture, it just make it plain. Just make it even plainer.
And thank you, Pastor Bill. That's awesome. When it said let the peace of God rule, see, that's that empire call. That's what the empire does. That's what the referee does. It rules. It rules. It takes over. Hope y'all can see that.
Yeah.
He says, let it make the call.
Mm-hmm.
Let peace make that call. Because, I mean, it's easy. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, especially when you're dealing with a lot of people from a day-to-day at the workplace, different places you go in and out, grocery stores. There's just all kind of places that you're touching base with people. You got to, at some point in time, let the peace of God rule in your heart. The word heart's there. It's, that's what it means. Not that 4-inch, that thing that beats. Pump blood to your heart. When it says hearts here, he's talking about your spirit man. See?
Amen.
That's what he's talking about, your spirit man. So you allow your spirit be controlled by the peace of God. And he goes on to say, let the word of God rule you. And do it richly. Mm-hmm. The word richly in the Hebrew means abundantly. What do you mean? It means a whole lot of stuff. It means a whole lot. That's what innumerable number, something you can't count. That's what rich really means. When you're really rich, filthy rich.
All right. Amen.
Coming to America, I'm gonna say this, and anybody else have anything else to say, we'll say. But you remember that movie Coming to America, and then the guy at McDonald's, he said, man, that boy rich, marry him. He had the Jerry curl and everything. And then he messed around there and saw what's his name? What was that guy's name? Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was the king. He was the prince. And then when William McDowell saw the prince's face was on, he said, "Now he's really rich. That's real. That's really being rich. That's the difference." Mm-hmm. So he says rich. That means you got a whole lot. So let that price there rule you. Let it make the call. Let it be the referee over our hearts, okay? Anyone else?
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Did we lose Evangelist Sharon? No, she was gone. Okay. Okay, if nothing else, brothers and sisters, no one else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.